It's time for another fun fact. And this week, Jeremy, we are headed to Animal Kingdom.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. You love the Animal Kingdom because of all the animals.
I've been there.
Hey, that's more than you can say for some of our fun facts sometimes, you know? So that is definitely, and you've been there more than once, right? So
I have been there multiple times.
So then this one should be so easy for you.
Jeremy. Let's keep on setting those expectations.
Actually, this may be one that you already know about, but I feel like there are people who don't, so we're going to just go ahead and cover it. Disney is known for this thing that they do throughout the parks, and if we wanted to, we could make a million fun fact episodes about them called Hidden Mickeys. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. And Animal Kingdom is a Disney park. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then it only makes sense that they would have Hidden Mickeys at Animal Kingdom, right?
Right.
Okay, and they're going to have them throughout the park in different shapes and sizes, all that sort of thing. But there is one huge Hidden Mickey at Animal Kingdom. So my question to you, Jeremy, is where is the largest Hidden Mickey at Disney's Animal Kingdom?
Is this large like the Hidden Mickey at Hollywood Studios?
It is a large Hidden Mickey.
Wasn't really the question I asked you.
You can ask a lot of questions. I mean, that is the largest Hidden Mickey at Disney's Hollywood Studios, yes. And this is the largest Hidden Mickey at Disney's Animal Kingdom.
So I don't know about this, but I'm going to say the only place in Animal Kingdom that I can think that there would be a very large Hidden Mickey is on Kilimanjaro Safaris. And so is there, so if it's Kilimanjaro Safari, is there like some dirt or something that's in the shape of a Mickey head?
At Kilimanjaro Safaris,
uh-huh.
I don't doubt that Hidden Mickeys exist. In fact, I feel like we've talked about a Hidden Mickey at Kilimanjaro Safaris. Again, you could do a lot of them. And the island that the flamingos stand on, right, is a Hidden Mickey. But that is not the largest Hidden Mickey at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Mm. So, I mean, it's a decent-sized one because it's an island, but not the one we're talking about.
The only other place I can think of that could...
It's got to be bigger than an island. It's kind of what I just gave you there.
So is that Rafiki's Planet Watch? Parking lot. Is it a parking lot?
I mean, there's probably a parking lot that looks like a Hidden Mickey, but nope, that's not what we're talking about. And no, it's also not Rafiki's Planet Watch. But it is. But again, bigger than an island.
I really want to find an aerial view of Animal Kingdom. I don't know. Those Rafiki's Planet Watch and Kilimanjaro Safari are the only two areas I can think of that are that big.
Yeah, well, but there's a bigger area. I mean, I'll tell you that. And I'll also tell you this. It is not, I'm not trying to trick you with like some backstage Hidden Mickey. this is a Hidden Mickey where guests can go. But I will also help you and tell you that I doubt a guest has ever noticed this was a Hidden Mickey.
Is it the lake in the middle where they used to do Rivers of Light?
No, it is not the lake where they used to do Rivers of Light.
Man, I don't know. I'm kind of at a loss for this one. Is it like the footpath? Like the sidewalk through the park?
No, not the sidewalk through the park. But so you were talking earlier about Hollywood Studios, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the side, you know, and that Hidden Mickey, right? And the way that it was put together.
Mm-hmm.
That's one that you're definitely not going to see when you see it at eye level at all, right?
Yes.
Okay. So this one is similar to that, but it is attraction based, or more accurately, it is attraction. And it's an attraction you haven't named yet.
Attraction. Okay. Let's think about round attractions. Spaceship Earth.
It is an attraction at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Or sorry, at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Now you got me messed up here.
No, I've screwed you up.
It's at one of those parks.
So I've seen the thing where if you stand at a certain point and look at, there's like there is
no point at which you could stand and notice this was a hidden Mickey.
Okay.
I will tell you.
There's like a point where you can stand and there's like a model of Everest, I think, and you can line it up and it will line up perfectly with Expedition Everest. No place.
You will not be able to stand in the park and say, oh, there's a hidden Mickey. Again, similar to the hidden Mickey at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
So Expedition Everest has corkscrews.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that?
I don't know, Jeremy. How about you take a look at the image I just sent you of Expedition Everest?
Whoa.
That's a hidden Mickey, isn't it?
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you take the mountain itself along with some of those corkscrew turns on either side, you get a hidden Mickey. So Expedition Everest is a hidden Mickey. Now, yes, there is some additional track and things like that that go, you know, so it's not 100% of the attraction makes the hidden Mickey, but a large percentage of that attraction makes a hidden Mickey. And again, I guess I probably shouldn't commit myself so fully to the largest hidden Mickey at Disney's Hollywood Studios, but I really feel like if there was a bigger one than that, we would have seen it.
It's probably close.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I know it's not the biggest one on property, 'cause I know there is a larger one, but I feel like this was going to be the biggest one at Hollywood Studios. So anyway, yes. If you want to really confuse somebody, point to Expedition Everest and say, look, I see a hidden Mickey. I think that'll do it for this fun fact. If you have a fun, interesting, or obscure fact you'd like to share, you can let us know on Twitter. We are at MTM Podcast, on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast, and you can always find us at our home on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back with another fun fact, and until then, have a magical day.